Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now, on to episode 138.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by LimeSpot, the leading AI product recommendation software solution for high-growth brands. Their all-in-one platform helps you acquire and convert customers by creating targeted experiences on and off-site. Brands that use LimeSpot see an average increase in revenue of 20 to 28%. Very compelling. They're able to showcase highly relevant products and deliver higher conversions than competitors by leveraging the largest independent AI data set of over 100 billion signals, combining product data, consumer behavior, and trend analysis. The result is deeper engagement, higher average order value, increased revenue, and strong return on ad spend. LimeSpot uses that data to create a customized on-site experience for each shopper throughout their journey, from landing or homepage, through product pages, cart experience, and post-purchase, using recommendations targeted to each customer based on product information, shopper information, and intent. In addition, the platform allows you to layer on targeted experiences based on sophisticated segmentation, giving you the power to personalize emails, collections, upsells, and more based on purchase history, behavior on the website, and customer insight. And that's not all. LimeSpot's newest offering is a very unique Google Shopping solution, the first of its kind in the market. The solution uses AI to enrich the attributes shared with Google, pre-validates and automates your feed, and passes through product and audience targeting information from your website. The result is higher discoverability and an average improvement in return on ad spend of 10 to 26x. Absolutely amazing. From Google Shopping to personalized product recommendations and emails and on-site, LimeSpot ensures every customer has a unique and customized experience. Smart brands truly understand that creating a personalized experience is critical to driving both sales and lifetime value. Get started with LimeSpot today and turn shoppers into buyers. You can check them out at LimeSpot.com. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. New episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast players like Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify, and many, many more. You can also sign up and stream live episodes, including a very relevant back catalog directly from ecommercefastlane.com. Now, my guest on today's episode is Alex Jost, who is the founder of Retention X, and they're an analytics app. They connect to Shopify, and they help merchants leverage the power of your store data really into clear and actionable steps. So this is the data that's built into Shopify. And so basically what it does is you can get the best business decisions based on AI-driven data analysis. And literally you can replace the power of an entire data scientist team with just one easy to use tool. So it's quite impressive. I have quite a few brands that are using this solution right now, and they are wowed about what they get to see, understanding their customers and their frequency and the value of these customers, the active ones, even some of them that are at risk or some that have even churned. And so it's so interesting that it just opens up some opportunity here about my customers and what I can do today to help market to these cohorts of customers. So, Alex, welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Steve, thank you very much for the invitation. I have wanted to be part of the show for a pretty long time, so it's great to be here.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for, I know it's late for you and your country at the moment, but I do really appreciate you coming on the show today and just sharing this opportunity, because I've been widely sharing this opportunity to a lot of different brands to at least explore the opportunity and educate customers that lifecycle marketing is an important strategy that you need to think about. It's different than just top of funnel, paying for ads and getting people to your website. That's maybe a starting point. And there are lots of strategies for this top of funnel, this awareness and consideration phase of a brand. Once you've kind of matured through that, it's just like, well, now what do I do with my existing customers? And I think that's where Retention X really shines. So let's maybe share on a high level first, because you're fairly new in the Shopify ecosystem, a lot may not know about you or what you do in your company. So maybe just share with us what the problems that you're solving for Shopify store owners.
Yeah. Retention X empowers any store owner to just take better decisions based on their data. So our solution provides more than over 100 must-have analyses to really understand the true drivers and levers of your business, and also lets you like take actions based on that.
I love that part, because you know, once you add the app, it takes one day to sync all of the customer records, all of the order history, brings it all in, and then starts dividing them all up into cohorts. And it's so interesting. And even there's some, like a forecasting opportunity with it to see if you're trending in the right direction based on the frequency and the average order size. And it's so interesting what the tool can do. So I'm hoping by the end of the show that people like take action and actually try this out, because there will be a really good listener promotion available for those listening today just to try it. Educate yourself. There's some opportunity out here about how you can market to your existing customers. So let's talk about the journey. Like, I'm always fascinated why people build what they build. I mean, it's more than just, I want to make money selling a SaaS product. I believe it's a lot more than just that. I believe there's going to be some expertise or some desire, I guess, to want to create this platform. So are you able to share like your journey, I guess, you know, leading up to launching Retention X?
Yeah, so I spent the last 12 years of my career building e-commerce businesses by myself. So I was always like the IT guy within the teams. And I know all the pains working with data, investor reporting, business intelligence and such. And it's still like most parts a manual process that eats like a lot of time, needs like highly skilled and expensive resources, and it's very error prone. And these errors led to wrong business decisions more often than they should. At some point, I said I really should focus on like solving these problems rather than doing e-commerce by myself. So I started Retention X.
Where's the education component that comes out of wanting to build a solution? So you have all this experience in the e-commerce space. Is there schooling? Because it's nice to hear the story about like, well, what was the any specific pains about any particular brands that you said, no, I'm sick of having to do this in spreadsheets, or I wish I had this information more readily accessible, like more in a scalable way?
So I can illustrate this with a short story. So my latest ventures I had was Nikis.com. And we spent like a lot of time and several thousand dollars on, for example, developing cross-selling, upselling, and better recommendations to increase our shopping cart. And nevertheless, I had to present this in an investor meeting that the shopping cart had not increased, but rather decreased by 4%. But what happens? So as we were like a fast-growing company, we invested massively in new customer growth at the same time. So the basket of new customers was around $100 at this time, and the basket of existing customers was around $200. We were able to like increase both of these baskets by 20%. However, the overall average still fell because we were simply buying a lot more new customers in proportion. So without Retention X, which we used at this time as an internal tool, we would never have found this out and made like wrong decisions based on that. And for such insight, RX is just perfect. And at this point, I saw like the big opportunity for me, and like also providing more value to all the merchants out there, was really launching Retention X as a public product.
Mm-hmm. This is a recurring theme that I find with a lot of founders, is that a lot of the tools that were created were very purpose driven, more for internal use, just to improve efficiencies and just reveal data, because you're trying to figure out an edge for yourself in your own e-commerce brand. And then it's so interesting how these pivots can happen when all of a sudden you understand that it's much more than just valuable to you. There's even larger opportunity in the more than 1 million Shopify customers. I mean, there's 10,000 some Shopify Plus brands, more than 1 million Shopify core brands. There's a lot of people that need a lot of information. They love this sort of data and data analysis and, you know, making just strategic decisions based on your data. So I think it's really exciting that this tool is available now that people can actually see and visualize and then action it. So I think this is really cool. So let's talk about the workflows. I think that's one thing that I find. I do quite a bit of app audits, and I talk about, you know, just business decisions that brands are making. And one thing I never want to do is I don't really want to interrupt too much of a marketer's workflow. They have certain things they're doing. Some brands are further mature and they're moving along their journey and they have a workflow and tools that they're currently using. But let's talk about how Retention X could potentially fit into that mix, maybe as an additional tool or as a replacement for other tools. I just would love to understand how your tool works and then how you're able to extract these actionable insights.
Retention X helps to identify the real drivers of your business, and it finds like leaks and enables you to take actions based on them. So it makes all the number crunching for you and presents all of that like actionable insights. So it's way more than other solutions, which just like display data in a different way. We really do like all the number crunching for you. And we internally like divide this into three different pillars. So we have all the retrospective analysis where we're just looking at your old data and historic data and do things like the frequency of orders, the time between orders, cohort analysis. We're looking at the geographics, which cities and countries are performing best, and also like the quality of your overall customer base and how it's like developing over time. The second pillar is like forecasts and predictions. So based on all this data, we then generate like forecasts for KPIs like revenue, return rate, or many others. And also like customer individual predictions, which are things like churn prediction. When will a customer maybe churn and when will you lose him and what's the risk of that? And at the same time, like customer lifetime value prediction, where we already early in his customer lifetime journey, we can estimate a potential value of a certain customer. And all these informations then fade in into our third pillar, which is like the integrations part, where we push all these informations back and make other third-party tools smarter, like Klaviyo, Google, or Facebook, where you can then directly trigger actions based on that. And for example, reactivate customers for risk of churn, identify your best performing customers and give them like special promotions and so on. And that's also like how our plans are constructed. So depending on the needs of every individual merchant, you can choose one of the plans. And no matter what size of merchant you are, you will find like a matching solution.
Yeah, I love that. I know I'm in the admin right now of Retention X because, like I said, I have quite a few brands that are using it. And I love the Klaviyo connection, really, where you can send these kind of automated emails based on their behavior or even the churn probability. Because the whole idea is that, you know, do you want to market to potentially at-risk or churned customers and have a separate dedicated offer for them? And that's the nice connection to Klaviyo to do that sort of thing for email and potentially SMS. But then on the other side of it, you know, can we praise and appreciate the great customers we do have? Because you're going to have some very active, loyal customers that maybe you have a new loyalty program, or maybe you want to give them a, you know, an extra gift card. Like, I think the more you appreciate your high-value customers is probably a better marketing strategy overall of, first of all, who are my high value customers? And, you know, if they're currently active, then these are great people that you want to just appreciate them in general as being part of the community. But there's some people that can slowly start moving their way along the journey of like, well, they haven't bought in quite a while. And most of my active loyal customers typically are buying in this kind of frequency. They're moving along to the right a bit, meaning that they haven't bought recently. Is there any way of re-engaging them? And then also there's other customers that maybe have completely churned outside of the norm ranges of when most people are making their second, third, or more purchases. To me, it almost seems like a mindset a little bit where you get to visually see all of your customers, your loyal ones, your at-risk ones, you get to see it visually and then going, okay, how? And it just, you know what it is? It's almost like it seems like it's data, but then there's still the human component to all of this. Like, it's great that you've organized all the data and then you're almost like empowering a marketer type person to say, hey, I want to incentivize my most loyal customers to keep them loyal because, you know, they're not going to be your brand ambassadors forever. You have to make sure you appreciate them. And so maybe there's a marketing strategy around that. But then as they move along, maybe some are getting at risk. Maybe there's things you don't even know about them or other competitors. There's a whole marketing strategy that goes around how you want to deal with these at-risk or churned customers. And that's one of the nice things I like. And even with your connections now, like for sure, Klaviyo, smart connection. I also see SMS being a really important channel to get out on, like Attentive or PostScript and SMS Bump. I mean, these are Plus certified apps that are highly used by a lot of Shopify brands. And it's amazing that, you know, once again, you can look at these customers in different cohorts, and then a human makes decisions on how I want to create a campaign and how I want to execute that campaign with existing pieces of tech you already have. So I think that's pretty exciting. And then to add to that too, what I find interesting too, and it's a buzzword, I know that's a lot, this artificial intelligence, this AI and this machine learning, and I believe there's this component to Retention X that really is using a lot of this AI and this machine learning type framework. So are you able to expand a little bit about how your solution is, I guess, using these sorts of models to help brands?
Yeah, so we really want to make like AI and machine learning accessible to everybody, no matter if you have like very specialized people who could take care of this or not. So every store owner should be able to use AI. And we know that like it's a buzzword which is like misused everywhere. I want to really touch on that briefly. So Retention X uses a mix of machine learning and AI. So we build and train models with hundreds of different algorithms, and we find like the best fit exclusive for your individual business case. They are used then to answer like different questions like what will my net sales be at the end of the year, which items are likely to be returned, or like which customers are at risk of churn and how high is this risk. Yeah, also like how valuable is like a specific new customer to my business in its lifetime, even like if he maybe just spent like a couple of months with us.
So it's nice that you're able to blend a lot of these kind of best business cases all together in one. And I understand that obviously the tool is fairly new, but it seems like it's got a significant amount of power already built into it. And there's, you know, I'm sure we'll talk about it near the end of the show, but there's likely going to be a roadmap of getting feedback from customers to saying that, hey, you know, we have 100 of these kind of reportings kind of built into it. And, you know, through lifecycle and through predictions and just some recommendation engines built into the solution, I think that's all great. But it sounds like it's going to be a nonstop kind of iterative process. So maybe pivot a tiny bit into those listening today that have a Shopify Plus instance. So these are, you know, brands that are, you know, upwards of $1 million to $2 million kind of starting point in their annual revenue, and then sky's the limit as these sort of brands scale. So are there any specific features that you can talk about that Shopify Plus stores can get a benefit from?
Yeah, in any case. So just this week, we have released like a unique feature. Like as the only analytics solution right now on the market, we offer to connect like all your stores centrally into one Retention X account. So you can aggregate and analyze like your numbers across all these stores. And you can even see like which customers have shopped like in multiple stores. Yeah, this is like one feature we offer exclusively like for Shopify Plus stores. And you still have just to pay like one plan in order to connect all the stores in together.
Well, that's good. So it's kind of like a roll-up. So almost could be like an executive roll-up of the success. Because I mean, I manage many brands that have multiple, they have like multi-brand contracts. And so they have multiple stores under their parent company. And I could see people higher ups in the organization wanting to see a full roll-up of just performance of the brands. I think it's quite interesting that that's available, because typically, you know, in Shopify, you click and you go into that particular store and you can view analytics from within that particular store. But now you're suggesting if you're on Plus and you have multiple stores, add them all in, they all roll up. You can look individually and make individual decisions by brand, but a full roll-up, I think, is overall, how is the quote-unquote company doing? I think that's great. So let's talk about the people that listen to this show. I'm sure you can appreciate this. There's lots of different types. There's people that are on the regular Shopify plans. There's the Plus brands. There's other people in the partner ecosystem. I think you're in a unique situation with this tool because a lot of people are connecting to it. Plus, you have a lot of e-commerce experience. Like from your vantage point, and you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic, there's kind of a third wave coming for some people in some markets. And, you know, vaccines are out for those that want it. And I mean, things are happening through 21, but just would love to hear what you believe brands should be working on today to help them grow and scale.
So we are still like a super small team. So that's why I can take the time and like really speak with a lot of merchants and our customers by myself. So, and I've talked like with hundreds of stores, and what made like the biggest difference in the ones performing like okay and the ones like outperforming the market is really like customer retention. So loyal customers are like doing like over 90% of their monthly revenues usually. And then new customers are just like accelerating this growth and like creating like additional existing customers out of it. And they don't rely on like two simple metrics, like customer acquisition costs. They really try to optimize on the customer lifetime value of their customers and get the ones in who are also spending like the highest amount. And they're also trying to acquire the ones who are like likely to become loyal in the long term. And for many of these companies, like retention is really the foundation to start this customer retention strategy, as like it empowers you to add little to your marketing automation stack or CDP and CRM platforms like Zendesk or any other. And with this customer data, you can then trigger actions.
Yeah, this is exciting. So what about the future for RetentionX? There's a ton of features built into it right now. So I can almost demand people to try your solution out if you don't understand or want to learn about what this sort of retention marketing is and understanding the life cycle of your first party data. If you have a desire to learn that, this tool is going to open your mind about what is available. But I am curious a bit about, you're here today, but what about the North Star for the rest of 21 or partner alignment or innovation? I just want to make sure that, you know, I understand, the listeners understand that, you know, how are you going to continue to offer value and assistance to Shopify brands?
So we're still like just a few weeks on the market, and we're getting like lots of very valuable customer feedback so far. And most of it will be released already in the upcoming weeks. But the next big topics will be adding like more marketing and cost analysis, because these areas are not like covered enough as we see right now. But the biggest goal for 2021 is like providing integrations to the full Shopify ecosystem of apps and enhancing any app or service with additional customer intelligence. So we started already with Klaviyo, but I think there are way more apps out there which could use our service and like make your life easier when really trying to target the right customers.
I think that's great, because a lot of brands will have a workflow, an SOP, these standard operating procedures, and there's certain solutions that are making an impact and are some of the reasons why brands are doing well. I mean, Shopify does 80% of commerce very well, but it's that partner ecosystem that really does enhance the overall customer experience or improve efficiencies or help with marketing. There's a lot of benefits in that ecosystem. I'm so excited that you're part of it. And I think kudos to you that you understand that there's a lot of non-competing verticals, you know, and that people have existing pieces of tech. And it's great that you're considering to pull in the data with open APIs. A lot of these partners are able to pull in this data and have it available and then help analyze this data so marketers can make better decisions. So I'm excited that that's kind of where you're headed. Integrate better in the partner ecosystem. You have some, a lot of great connections. I've already mentioned a bunch of them already, but it's amazing. Obviously starting with Klaviyo down and then the SMS side of it, because that's another huge area. And then obviously Google Ads and Facebook Ads and things like that. Bring all of that in and then being able to slice and dice that data up. I think it's pretty exciting. So how can people learn more about your solution? Where can they go? How can they download the app?
Yeah, you find us in the Shopify App Store on RetentionX or RetentionX.com. And if you're interested in learning like more about data science, we run like a super interesting blog called thedatascientist.com with a hyphen. So the-datascientist.com.
Okay, very cool. I'll make sure I have all of this in the show notes. So a link to RetentionX.com, the Shopify app. You know what? I have not been to thedatascientist.com. So I'm going to have that in the show notes too. And I'm going to link that too. And I'm going to go check it out after recording today to see what's there, because I'm very interested in understanding how we can apply technology to make better decisions. One last thing before we go today. I understand that you would like to share an offer for those listening today.
Yes, we have an exclusive deal of 1 free month without any obligations for our listeners. Yep.
Very cool. So the way it's going to work is I'm going to redirect. So it'll be ecommercefastlane.com/retentionx. The link's in the show notes. That'll redirect to the landing page at RetentionX, and you'll be able to take Alex up on this offer. You know what? Honestly, like, it's a full month just to see the value. Connect Klaviyo or connect to your SMS tools, or by the time you maybe listen to this episode, there'll be even more connections available based on your existing tech stack. But try it out. Like, just if you can just pause for a moment and just learn that there is technology available. Retention X is a piece of software that could be very impactful for your business. And all you have to do is just add it to your store. You got a full month to try it out. And just to see what it can do, it's going to reveal some insights for you. And then it's up to you to kind of say, hey, how do I then market to that cohort of customer? What, instead of the, you know, the pray and spray, just blasting out emails or, you know, just offering sales only. No, this is like identifying very specific groups of customers and marketing to them that gets more personalized, more one-on-one, and it helps build that lifetime value. So I think it's pretty amazing. Once again, Alex, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. And, you know, as you know, like Shopify's mission really is to make commerce better for everyone. And it seems clear to me, both you, the RetentionX team, you really are in tight alignment with, you know, wanting to help Shopify brands to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, lifetime value, just understanding your store data. So I just wanted to thank you for sharing your knowledge and your vision and for giving back to the Shopify ecosystem.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the opportunity. It was great to speak with you today.
All right, have yourself a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Today's episode was brought to you by LimeSpot, the leading personalization platform for high-growth brands on Shopify. LimeSpot increases your conversions and decreases your acquisition costs by using AI to understand your catalog and your consumers. The result is deeper engagement, higher average order value, increased revenue, and strong return on ad spend. You don't have to take my word for it. Trust the Shopify Plus certification. They have over 1,400 five-star reviews on the Shopify App Store and thousands of satisfied merchants. You can learn more about their incredible solution and get started today at limespot.com. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.